I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Monday night, U.S. President Donald Trump selected conservative Brett Kavanaugh as his nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court to replace retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. By Tuesday morning, Democrats were reacting. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Are you ready for a fight?
Democrats like Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders rallying outside the Supreme Court building, worried the conservative Judge Kavanaugh will shift the balance of the court, which has so far upheld abortion rights, voters' rights, and health care legislation. Judge Kavanaugh, who starts meeting with senators today, says he'll tell them,
I revere the Constitution. I believe that an independent judiciary is the crown jewel of our constitutional republic.
American University law professor Stephen Wormiel says if Kavanaugh is confirmed, conservatives will control the nation's highest court.
Republicans have been waiting for this moment for decades.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
European Council President Donald Tusk directed comments toward U.S. President Donald Trump during a news conference over Mr. Trump's criticism of NATO partners, who Trump says do not pay their fair share. Tusk's first set of comments were to the president, but then he spoke directly to U.S. residents.
Dear America, appreciate your allies. After all, you don't have that many. Money is important, but genuine solidarity is even more important.
NATO says the United States funded about 70% of its expenses in 2017. NATO's 29 member nations have to spend 2% of their gross domestic product on defense by 2024. But it is estimated by NATO that not all members will meet that target. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In Afghanistan, at least 10 people were killed by a suicide bomber in the eastern city of Jalalabad. Four others were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. It came a day after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, on his way to the Middle East and Europe, made an unannounced stop in Kabul. After meeting with President Ashraf Ghani, he pronounced the Trump administration's South Asia strategy a success for the Afghan people and security forces.
The strategy has sent a clear message, too, to the Taliban. They cannot wait us out. And we're beginning to see the results both on the battlefield, where the Taliban's momentum is slowing, and in the prospects for peace with them.
Pompeo lauded Mr. Ghani's peace overtures and expressed the willingness for the U.S. to take part in peace talks. Thai Navy SEALs say all 12 wild boars and coach have been extracted from the cave, referring to the 13 who had been trapped since late June. Four boys were rescued Sunday, another four guided to safety on Monday, while the remaining boys in their coach were pulled out Tuesday. Volunteer food distributor John says the Thai people are overjoyed the boys in their coach are out of the deep cave where they had been stuck for 18 days.
I will feel like all Thais will feel now, you know, after going through the roller coaster of emotions, you know, all the way after 2 weeks plus, everybody will feel relieved, jubilant.
The Thai health secretary told reporters earlier Tuesday that two of the eight rescued boys had lung infections, but all of them were generally healthy and in good spirits. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson resigned Monday amid disagreement over the nation's pending exit from the European Union. He said Prime Minister Theresa May's plan to maintain close trade ties with the EU amounts to a semi-Brexit. Johnson's replacement is Jeremy Hunt, while Dominic Raab took over from Brexit Minister David Davis, who quit Sunday, just 2 days after the cabinet unanimously backed Mrs. May's Brexit plan.
We want to get the best deal with our EU friends and partners, but we are also going to step up the preparations for no deal in case the spirit of pragmatism and compromise that we've extended is not reciprocated.
Britain continues negotiations with Brussels over its departure from the EU, which is expected in 9 months. Britain's defense minister is blaming Russia for the death of Dawn Sturgis. She's a woman poisoned by the same nerve agent used against an ex-Russian spy and his daughter in March. Russia said it's absurd to think it had anything to do with the woman's death. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Russia is deeply concerned about the ongoing poisoning incidents on British soil, calling it a danger for all Europeans. Sturgis got sick on June 30th, along with another victim, Charles Rowley, who was hospitalized in critical condition. Police said both were poisoned with Novichok, the same substance that poisoned former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Voice of America. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one.